This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday the United States will send an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, the largest single tranche of weapons and equipment since the war began, in an effort to help stall Russia's slow but steady march to conquer the eastern Donbas region. The aid will include anti-ship missile launchers, howitzers, and more rounds for the high-mobility artillery rocket systems that U.S. forces are training Ukrainian troops on now, all key weapon systems that Ukrainian leaders have urgently requested. Biden also said the U.S. will send $225 million more in humanitarian assistance to provide safe drinking water, medical supplies, food, healthcare, shelter, and money for families to buy essential items. The aid comes as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin convened a meeting in Brussels of more than 45 nations to discuss support for Ukraine. At the start of the meeting, Austin warned the West must step up weapons deliveries to Ukraine and prove its commitment to helping the country's military fight along the front line in a grinding war of attrition with Russia.
If we could get them the means, the materials, the weapons, they've demonstrated that they can put them to good use. So we're going to continue to support them with as much as we can and get it to them as fast as we can.
Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg wouldn't commit to a time frame for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is blocking their membership bids, accusing the Nordic nations of supporting Kurdish militants deemed by Turkey to be terrorists. Because of Turkey's concerns, quote, "this will take some more time than we originally expected," Stoltenberg said. All 30 NATO members must agree. This is VOA News. Russia expressed serious concern on Wednesday to Israel's ambassador about airstrikes that shut down Syria's Damascus International Airport last week, the foreign ministry said in a statement. Syria has been a staunch ally of Moscow since Russia launched a military campaign in 2015 that helped turn the tide in a civil war in favor of President Bashar al-Assad. Syria halted flights to and from the airport until further notice following the Israeli strike. Israel, whose main ally is the United States, on February 26 condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine as a, quote, "serious violation of international order," and has since remained largely muted on Moscow's actions. For several years, Israel has been attacking what it described as Iranian-linked targets in Syria, where Tehran-backed forces, including Lebanon's Hezbollah, have deployed to support Assad. U.S. health advisors will decide today whether to endorse COVID-19 vaccine shots for the youngest Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kids under five are the only ones in the U.S. not yet eligible for the vaccines. Food and Drug Administration independent advisors are considering tot-sized doses from Pfizer and Moderna and will vote separately on each. As their meeting today began, FDA vaccine chief Dr. Peter Marks said more than 440 kids under the age of four have died during the pandemic. And while that's far fewer than adult deaths,
every life is important. A vaccine-preventable deaths are ones that we would like to try to do something about.
FDA reviewers say both brands appear safe and effective for kids as young as 6 months old. If the vaccines clear all regulatory hurdles, shots should be available next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With temperatures baking, the U.S., one Texas city's going without water. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Weather forecasters expect it to reach 99 degrees in Odessa, where officials say crews are working to restore service. The city's water treatment plant went back online today and could take another half a day or more to recharge. 165,000 customers lost water after an aging main broke on Monday. The city, which is located about 330 miles west of Dallas, planned to distribute water to residents as well as deliver water to nursing homes. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday the United States will send an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, the largest single tranche of weapons and equipment since the war began. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.